Today is the feast of Christ the King, hence the red vestments. The Feast of Christ the King is a relative newcomer. It's not one of the ancient feasts or festivals of the Church at all. It was invented by the Pope in the later stages of the First World War. I think the point was partly that as the empires of Britain and Germany and Russia were lacerating themselves and falling apart, so the Pope drew attention to the real sovereignty in the universe, Christ the King. There may have been a subsidiary motive of putting in its place the relatively new Kingdom of Italy, which of course had confiscated the papal states in the 1860s. At all events, this new festival was not widely observed in the Church of England until about 20 or 30 years ago, and it only became official in the Church of England in the year 2000 with common worship. Now, that's why, though we will continue to observe the Feast of Christ the King in the hymnody and in the anthem, in our music and so on, I proposed in the sermon to ignore it entirely. Because one of the rather sad things about the introduction of the Feast of Christ the King is that it has suppressed what this Sunday always was in the Church of England, Stir Up Sunday, so named from the collect used on this day in the Book of Common Prayer, the collect that I prayed very gladly at 8 o'clock this morning, but that I don't get the chance to pray at 11. It goes like this. Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord, the wills of thy faithful people, that they, plenteously bringing forth the fruit of good works, may of thee be plenteously rewarded. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It's a wonderful prayer. Stir up, we beseech thee, the wills of thy faithful people, not their minds, not their hearts. We don't pray that our affection or our capacity for loving might be stirred up, but that our wills might be stirred up, our volition, the kind of internal oomph that enables us to get on with doing things, most particularly good things. In framing this collect, Cranmer is reaching back to one of the great theological contests of early Christian history. The battle between Augustine of Hippo on the one hand and Pelagius, the British monk, on the other, about what our will is capable of doing left to itself. Pelagius was a serious monk, a fairly severe character, who insisted that Christians could and should pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. You know what you've got to do, get on and do it. And if you don't get it done, it's your fault. Pursue justice. Choose good over evil. Do your duty. It's up to you, and you must get on with it. And Augustine replied that it wasn't that simple. That when you thought more deeply about it, you realized that human beings were not capable of doing the good out of their own strength. Our will is not strong enough. In fact, it's fatally compromised. There's a kind of bias or swerve in the human will, which means that though we will to do the right thing, we somehow never get it done. Augustine is the explanation of why it's so hard to keep New Year's resolutions.